You see them? The soldiers standing between the pillars?
She hadn't. The front of the palace, at the top of the long set of stairs, was set with pillars. Looking closer into the shadows, she saw men in there, gathered beneath the overhang supported by the columns. They stood like statues, their spears upright, never moving.
Shall we?
I shall. You stay here. If something goes wrong, I'd rather you be ready out here to come in and help. Best not to potentially get us both stuck in the grip of one of the unmade. I'll shout if I need you.
And if you can't shout? Or if I can't hear you?
I'll send Pattern.
Fine. Just be careful.
I'm always careful.
The climb up those steps seemed to take far too long. For a moment, she could have sworn they stretched into the sky toward the eternal void. And then she was atop them, standing before those pillars. A group of guards approached her.
I have a message from the king, to be delivered directly to Her Majesty. I've traveled all the way from the Shattered Plains.
The guards didn't break stride. One opened a door into the palace, while the others formed up behind Vale, prodding her forward. She walked into a grand entryway, marked by marble and a brilliant sphere chandelier. No unmade. No darkness waiting to consume her. However, that phantom eeriness was indeed stronger here. The wrongness. One of the soldiers put his hand on her shoulder. A man in a captain lord's knots left a small room beside the grand chamber.
What is this?
Messenger, from the Shattered Plains.
Another plucked the letter from her fingers and handed it toward the captain lord. She could see their eyes now, and they seemed ordinary. Dark-eyed grunts, light-eyed officer.
Who is your commander there? I served on the plains for a few years.
Captain Kolot.
The captain lord nodded, then handed the letter to one of his men.
Take it to Queen Acedon.
I was supposed to deliver it in person.
One of the soldiers ran her through. It happened so quickly. She was left gaping at the sword blade protruding through her chest, wet with her blood. He yanked the weapon back out. She reached for Stormlight by instinct.
No. No. Do as Yasna did. Pretend. Feign.
She stared up at the men in horror, in betrayal. The pain spread rising around her. One soldier jogged off with a message, but the captain merely walked back toward his post. Not one of the rest said a word as she bled all over the floor, her vision fading. She let her eyes close, then took in a short, sharp breath of Stormlight. Just a tiny amount, which she kept within, holding her breath. Enough to keep her alive, heal the wounds inside.
Pattern, please don't go. Don't do anything. Don't hum, don't buzz. Quiet. Stay quiet.
One of the soldiers picked her up and slung her over his shoulder, then carried her through the palace. She dared cracking a single eye and found the wide hallway here was lined with dozens upon dozens of soldiers, just standing there. Some leaned back against the wall, but they all kind of stayed in place. Human, but wrong. The guard carrying her passed a floor-to-ceiling mirror rimmed in a fancy bronze frame. In it, she glimpsed the guard with Lin thrown over his shoulder, and beyond that, deep within the mirror, something turned, the normal image fading, and looked toward Shallan with a sudden and surprised motion. It looked like a shadow of a person, only with white spots for eyes. Vale quickly closed her peeking eye.
Storms, what was that? Don't shift. Stay perfectly still. Don't even breathe.
The guard carried her down some steps, then opened a door and walked down a few more. He dropped her, none too gently, onto the stone and tossed her hat on top of her, then turned and left. Vale waited as long as she could stand before opening her eyes and finding herself in darkness. She nearly choked at the rotten, musty stench. Dreading and suspecting what she might find, she drew in Stormlight and made herself glow. She'd been dropped beside a small line of corpses. There were seven of them, three male and four female, wearing fine clothing, but covered in rot spren, their flesh chewed at by kremlings.